I'm DB Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View for the Texans' last game of the season. The last time the Texans faced Tennessee, they were coming off a win, and it was also the last win that they have experienced. How much has changed since week two?
A ton, DB. I can't believe it's been that long, but Ryan Fitzpatrick now playing quarterback for the Titans. Of course, the Texans are without Arian Foster. They've been through quarterback changes themselves. And, oh yeah, Gary Kubiak was let go by the Houston Texans. And here are the Titans going for 7-9. Nothing to throw a parade about, but a lot more victories on the season than Houston. I expect it to be a hotly contested affair because the Texans certainly don't want to end the year with a 13-game losing streak. It would be 14 if they lost. And the Titans want to end on a high note and possibly save Mike Munchak's job.
One thing that could stay the same in week two was Matt Schaub, and there is a chance that he could play again.
Yeah, I think it's likely that he plays, DP, because Case Keenum in practice on Friday was highly limited with the thumb situation. He did practice a bunch on Thursday. I think if he's healthy, he could possibly go, and the team would like to see him start to get another look on the way out of the season because he's got a very cap-friendly number going into next year and all of that. But Schaub, it looks like he's going to get the nod. We'll see how it all goes. Matt did not play very well against Denver. At times he did. Maybe second consecutive start, he does a lot better.
When asked about the Texans running back situation, Wade Phillips said, "I wish I was that thin." How bad is the situation for the Texans?
Well, the thinness is good for the waistline. Bad when you're talking about depth at a certain position. Jonathan Grimes gets the start. I don't know how well they'll be able to run it with him. But you know what? You'd rather hand it off than actually have him pass protect a ton because that is going to be tough to absorb for him, all that knowledge. And they have Ray Graham again. And they have Chad Spann, who they just signed from the practice squad. Paper thin at that spot, no question about it. Going to have to be very careful.
The Texans made a lot of roster moves, including tight end as well, so it won't be just Ryan Griffin anymore.
Yeah, Philip Supernaw is in the building. He's on the 53-man roster, and he'll be good to go for Sunday's game. What a story it would be, DP, if he could somehow contribute in this game. And I think tight end is the most likely position to catch a touchdown pass in this game, and as you go down through the lineup, maybe some wide receiver action as well. But Ryan Griffin has been looking good. Want to see a strong finish from him. I'd like to see Supernaw get into it, maybe catch some passes, see what he can do.
All right, that's Vandermeer's View with Mark Vandermeer. I'm DPC. Check out all of our coverage on HoustonTexans.com.